Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a two-day ceasefire proposal for Israel and Hamas, while anger erupts over the Israeli hostages still being held.
Speaking in Cairo, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said the proposal also includes the release of some Palestinian prisoners and the delivery of humanitarian aid to the besieged Gaza Strip. The announcement came as Israeli strikes killed over 30 people in northern Gaza and at least 8 people in the southern Lebanese city of Sidon. Meanwhile, Israel's Mossad chief was travelling to Doha for talks with the Prime Minister of Qatar and the CIA chief. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Reuters correspondent Trevor Quarrell tells us more about the Sunday strikes by Israel that killed at least 45 Palestinians.
This video obtained by Reuters shows the aftermath of an attack on a school sheltering displaced families in Gaza City. Health officials say at least 9 people were killed and at least 20 others wounded. 3 local journalists were among those who had been killed, according to Hamas media. The Israeli military say they are looking into reports of the strike.
Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba's ruling coalition has lost a majority in the 465 lower house in a key parliamentary election Sunday. The results reflect voters' outrage over the governing party's extensive financial scandals. Ishiba's Liberal Democratic Party remains the top party in Japan's parliament, and a change of government is not expected. But the results create political uncertainty. Falling short of a majority makes it difficult for Ishiba to get his party's policies through parliament, and he may need to find a third coalition partner. The LDP's coalition retains a majority in the less powerful upper house. Ishiba said the LDP would still lead a ruling coalition and tackle key policies. This is VOA News. A local official says Russian forces have thwarted an attempt at another cross-border incursion from Ukraine into southwestern Russia. It comes months after Kyiv staged a bold assault on its nuclear-armed enemy that Moscow is still struggling to halt. An armed group sought Sunday to breach the border between Ukraine and a Russian region, according to the governor. He did not clarify whether Ukrainian soldiers carried out the alleged attack, and there was no immediate acknowledgement or response from Ukrainian officials. The former Soviet Republic of Georgia's ruling party is claiming victory following Saturday's parliamentary elections. Opposition groups call the election rigged, as polls show that most Georgians say they want closer ties to the European Union, not Moscow. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
With nearly all precincts reporting, Georgian Dream appears to have secured more than 50% of the vote, cementing its grip on a nation polarized over its political future. Opposition groups cry foul. The leader of the Strong Georgia Coalition, Anna Dolidze, speaking on TV Formula.
The results announced do not reflect the will of the Georgian people. These figures, obtained as a result of elections held against the backdrop of widespread intimidation, fraud, and bribery, contradict historical and current choices of the Georgian people.
European election observers questioned the conduct of the election as evidence of a democratic backslide in Georgia. If election results stand, Georgian Dream will have a parliamentary majority, potentially jeopardizing any aspirations of joining the EU. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
NATO released a statement Sunday inviting ambassadors from Indo-Pacific partners Australia, Japan, and New Zealand to a briefing from South Korea, who has information on North Korean troops in Russia. VOA's Christina Menente reports.
A high-level delegation from South Korea will brief the North Atlantic Council about North Korea's troop deployment to Russia on Monday, NATO said on Sunday, after the United States expressed grave concern over the possible use of the troops against Ukraine. Ukrainian military intelligence said on Thursday that about 12,000 North Korean troops, including 500 officers and 3 generals, were already in Russia, and training was taking place on 5 military bases. Speaking on the same day, Russian President Vladimir Putin did not deny that North Korean troops were in Russia, but he said it was Moscow's business how to implement a treaty with Pyongyang that includes a mutual defense clause to aid each other against external aggression. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.